Hello, I'm Linda and I'm reading Gavin's Corner, which is written by Gavin McLaughlin. Last month in the editorial piece, a French lady was mentioned who had unwittingly given €830,000 of her divorce settlement to someone she thought was Brad Pitt. He was purported to be seriously ill and, due to divorce proceedings with Angelina Jolie, couldn't pay for the hospital care he required. Obviously, this was a scam, and you have to question what on earth made her think that Brad would be interested in her, and why, oh why, would she give all that money away? Utterly bonkers. There is a very happy scammer out there somewhere, enjoying the proceeds of their dark endeavours. However, over the last few weeks, I've had cause to rethink this a little, not in terms of my utter astonishment that someone could be that gullible, but that daily we are bombarded with scams, and maybe this was just one too many for that poor lady. Every weekday morning, I open my email when I start work. My first task, to empty out all my junk mail that contains all sorts of questionable email. These mostly take the form of delivery companies requesting information. You know the ones. We are holding a parcel for you as the right postage was not applied. Please click here to hand over your bank details in order that we can fleece you for all you're worth. These are well understood, but they must generate success as they're still happening. I guess it's a numbers game. There are just so many different types of scams that keeping on top of them is time-consuming in itself. What concerns me is that these people have my email address, which presumably came from some security leak or hack somewhere where my details were grabbed without my permission. Hence, I change my passwords, often. I think I'm pretty savvy when it comes to security. In fact, for work, I recently had to undergo a whole day of security vetting on my laptop. Of all my colleagues, I had the lowest number of issues. Just one. I had an out-of-date piece of software installed, now deleted. But then, last week, I almost fell for a scam. I was on Facebook, our log pile was running low, and an advert popped up on a local group for 1 ton of kiln-dried logs for £80. Too good to be true, I thought. Rightly, but my fingers didn't register the thought and continued typing. Yes, I'd like 1 ton, please. When can you deliver? Ah, you want payment by PayPal. I don't use PayPal as it's too insecure. Can I pay by other means? Certainly. Here are our details. Please pay now to book your delivery. Sorry, I don't know you, and I never pay for anything up front when I don't know the vendors. Obviously, they then disappeared from everywhere. I informed the police and provided their bank details. So, please be careful, and if something seems too good to be true, it most likely is.